citing what he calls a flawed referendum process, Albany County Comptroller Mike Connors has followed through with a threat to petition the State Education Commissioner to throw out the results of this month's Albany High School renovation revote and order the County Board of Elections to conduct a new election. The comptroller was against the second vote on the $180 million high school renovation, even before problems at polling sites across the city.
There's no doubt that there's an overwhelming number of people who were not allowed to vote, could not access their polling place because it wasn't open, or because it was locked, or because there were no signs that tell where to get into the building. So it's clear that there should be a new vote.
Connors spearheaded the movement to throw out the February 9 vote with backing from voters on both sides of the issue.
That petition does several things. The first thing it does, obviously, it brings notice that we'd like to have the election overturned for many reasons of irregularities, illegalities, voter packing, misuse of public funds, a whole laundry list of violations. But it also asks for a stay of the implementation of the election. Now, that stay has to be responded to within 3 business days, and then we respond to that.
The petition contends 14 of the 53 polling clerks were not trained in how to use the voting machines. Albany City School District officials confirm they received the petition, which includes complaints from 27 residents late Wednesday, but haven't reviewed it yet.
So what I'm hoping this petition does is gives us a roadmap to clear and reasonable heads having a new election for the project as proposed by the school district.
Department of Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia would have to find improper activity occurred on voting day in order to force a third vote. However, should she decide the vote stands, Connors promises he'll file a federal lawsuit under the Voting Rights Act. Albany Common Council member Frank Commisso Jr. represents the city's 15th ward.
The school district has said that they were unprepared for the turnout they had on that day. The official recorded tally is about 7,700 voters. And who knows how many voters were turned away, because when they came to polling places that didn't have ballots, how would they ever possibly vote? How would they have any confidence that their vote would be counted?
Connors adds,
they ordered too few ballots, and we believe on purpose. So they wanted the machines to run out of paper ballots right around 4 o'clock, right when the rush comes for voting, so that they would get the desired outcome.
District officials say they plan to discuss Connors at the school board's regular bi-monthly meeting Thursday, and in the meantime say they've been conducting their own investigation. The board expects to hear from attorney Jeff Honeywell, whose office reviewed the events surrounding the vote. A spokeswoman for the Department of Education replied to a request for comment by email stating, quote, "We did receive the appeal in the Albany High School vote. Aggrieved parties have 30 days to commence an appeal under Education Law Section 310. A 310 appeal is the means by which the commissioner resolves school election disputes." There's a link to the website outlining the appeal process on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.